Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Hack. Batting second. The second baseman, Rip Russell. Batting third. The left fielder, Lou Novikoff. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dom D'Alessandro. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting seventh. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lenny Morello. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Olson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Vern Olson. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Dick Bartel. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting third. The right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Babe Young. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Buster Maynard. Batting sixth. The catcher, Harry Danning. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mickey Whitek. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Hubbell. Pitching for the New York Giants, Carl Hubbell. And now, play ball. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hack moves to second. One out. Lou Novikoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikoff hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hack scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro hits a line drive into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bartel moves to second. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott bunts towards first. Fox fields the ball and throws to Olson covering. Safe. Bartel moves to third. Gerges moves to second. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bartel scores. Gerges scores. Ott moves to third. It's 2-1, Giants. Buster Maynard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ott scores. There goes Young trying to get to third. Nicholson throws the ball into Hack, who tags Young for the out. One out. It's 3-1, Giants. Dick Erickson now pitching. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Maynard moves to third. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-1, Giants. Mickey Whitek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitek hits a fly ball into center field. D'Alessandro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Hubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbell hits a fly ball into left field. Novikov settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bartel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fox moves to second. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello hits a fly ball into left field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Erickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Erickson hits a pop-up towards short. Churges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to third. McCullough moves to second. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-1 in the game. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hubbell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fox scores. McCullough moves to third. Hack moves to second. It's 6-2, Giants. Lou Novikov is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikov is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Novikov hits a ball on the ground towards short. Churges fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bartel hits a pop-up in front of the plate. McCullough settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Georges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Georges is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Georges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Russell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wittek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0-for-1 in the game. D'Alessandro strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Georges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Buster Maynard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Maynard hits a fly ball into left field. Novikov settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Danning hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Erickson fields it and throws to first for the out. two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Whitek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitek is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitek hits a pop-up towards short. Morello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCullough hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0-for-1 in the game. Morello hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitek fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dick Erickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Erickson is 0-for-1 in the game. Erickson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Carl Hubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Hubbell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gerges hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Ott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gerges moves to third. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Young hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gerges scores. Ott moves to third. It's 7-2, Giants. Buster Maynard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Maynard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hack hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Russell strikes out. One out. Lou Novikoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikoff is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Novikoff hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-2 in the game. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Danning hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Novikoff, who is chasing the ball. Danning reaches third base with a triple. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Marshall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Danning scores. It's 8-2, Giants. Mickey Whitek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitek is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitek hits a line drive towards the mound. Erickson catches it and throws to first to double up Marshall. Two outs. Carl Hubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbell is 0-for-2 in the game. Hubbell hits a pop-up towards short. Morello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0-for-2 in the game. D'Alessandro hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-3, Giants. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. McCullough hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0-for-2 in the game. Morello strikes out. There goes Fox. The throw from Danning and Fox is out. There goes McCullough. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Dick Erickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Erickson is 0-for-2 in the game. Erickson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Gerges strikes out. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Hack hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Russell strikes out. Two outs. Lou Novikov is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikov is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Novikov hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Young hits a fly ball into left field. Novikov settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buster Maynard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Maynard strikes out. Two outs. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Danning hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Marshall hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nicholson, who is chasing the ball. Marshall reaches third base with a triple. Danning goes all the way around to score. It's 9-3, Giants. Mickey Whittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whittek is 0-for-3 in the game. Whittek hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Russell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-3 in the game. Nicholson hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. D'Alessandro hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-4, Giants. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Fox strikes out. 2 outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. McCullough hits a fly ball into left field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Cubs 4. The Giants will come to bat. Carl Hubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbell is 0-for-3 in the game. Hubbell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bartel bunts towards the mound. Erickson fields it and throws to first for the out. Hubbell moves to second. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Gerges hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hubbell moves to third. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Ott hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Russell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Stringer pinch hits for Lenny Morello. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Scheffing pinch hits for Dick Erickson. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bartel fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Hack hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-5, Giants. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 9, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.